Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what's funny? It's not the way they treated you. No. That's predictable. That's human nature at its finest. Disrespect, betrayal, thinking they can walk all over you because they don't see the danger simmering beneath the surface. That's not the joke. The real punchline? It's your silence. Yeah, your quiet, cold as ice response, my friend. They didn't expect that, did they? No. They wanted you to scream, to fight, to throw a tantrum like a child. But you didn't. You didn't give them that satisfaction. See? Silence. Silence is a weapon. A slow, poisonous blade. And the best part? It cuts deep, deeper than any shout, deeper than any punch. When you don't say a damn thing, when you keep your cool, they start to choke on their own words. They start to wonder if they ever really knew you at all. And that, my friend, is power. They disrespected you. We both know it. They laughed in your face, and you took it like a champ. But what they don't understand is that their disrespect, that's just the first round. Round one's over, baby. The real fight starts now, and you've already won. You've won by saying nothing, by letting them drown in their own arrogance, their own stupidity. It's in the quiet moments when they're alone with their thoughts. That's when your silence eats them alive. That's when the weight of their disrespect starts crushing them, little by little. They're laying in bed, thinking about what they said, what they did, and all they're hearing is nothing from you. That silence, it's a scream in their heads, louder and louder every night. And the more time passes, the more they'll realize what they did. They'll realize they messed with the wrong person. And you? You don't have to lift a finger. Let them stew in it. Let them burn in the mess they made. Don't give them the satisfaction of knowing what's going on inside your head, because that's what they want. They want a reaction. But you're too smart for that. You know how the game works. You've already won by not playing. They think they're clever. They think they can disrespect you and just walk away like nothing happened. But silence is the deadliest form of revenge, and you're delivering it like a pro. Don't even bother with the anger, the screaming, the "how could you do this to me?" crap. That's for the weak. The real strength, the real power, comes from your ability to stay calm, to let them underestimate you. They'll destroy themselves, all because you stayed quiet. You see, people expect noise. They expect conflict. They feed off drama like it's oxygen. When you're silent, you rob them of that. You leave them in the dark, guessing, wondering. You let their own mind become their enemy. Every time they think back to the moment they disrespected you, they'll feel smaller, weaker, more pathetic, and they'll never know what's coming next because you're a mystery now. You're untouchable. That silence of yours, that's fear, my friend. You've made yourself the thing they fear most. Here's the truth. They didn't respect you. They thought they could get away with it. But the thing about respect is, it's earned in silence, not in noise. Let them laugh now. Let them celebrate their little victory. But in time, that victory will turn to ash in their mouths. They'll start to notice that something's changed, that you've changed. And by the time they realize how bad they screwed up, it'll be too late. Because your silence, it's not just killing them. It's burying them. Slowly. Painfully. Look, I get it. It hurts. Being disrespected by people you thought had your back, that stings like nothing else. But pain is a tool. You take that hurt, you take that disrespect, and you turn it into something powerful. Let it sharpen you. Let it make you stronger. But don't let it make you weak. Don't give them the satisfaction of seeing you break. The minute they see you crack, they've won. And we're not about giving out victories for free, are we? No, we're not. You're better than that. You're smarter than that. You're the one in control here, not them. So let them think they've won. Let them have their moment. Because when it's all said and done, they'll be the ones who are haunted. Haunted by the memory of what they did. Haunted by your silence. And when they come crawling back, desperate for your attention, for your forgiveness, you'll know you've already won. You won the moment you decided to stay quiet. And when that day comes, when they realize how bad they've messed up, don't even say a word. Just smile. Smile and walk away. Because your silence, it's the loudest thing they'll ever hear. You see, kid, the world has this twisted idea of what power really is. They think it's all about who's the loudest, who can throw the hardest punch, who can make the biggest scene. But that's not power. That's desperation. Real power, it's subtle. It's quiet. It doesn't need to scream to be felt. It's like a ticking bomb that nobody sees, nobody hears, until it's too late. And right now, you're that bomb. You're just sitting there, letting them think they've won, letting them believe they've gotten under your skin. But you know better, don't you? You're not broken. You're not defeated. Hell, you're just getting started. And every second that passes, your silence is tightening the noose around their necks. They think they know you. They think they've figured you out. But people like them, they're stupid. They only see what's right in front of them. They don't understand that you've changed the rules. You're not playing their game anymore.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're playing your own. And in your game, silence is the ultimate weapon. You've got to understand this. Your silence isn't weakness. It's the most dangerous thing you've got. When they disrespected you, they were expecting a reaction. They were expecting you to get mad, to lash out, to give them something to hold over your head. But you didn't give them anything. And now they're stuck in their own heads, wondering when the other shoe's gonna drop. And oh, it's gonna drop. Trust me. But when it does, it won't be loud. It won't be flashy. It'll be like a whisper in the dark. They won't even see it coming, and when it hits them, it'll be too late to do anything about it. You ever notice how people can't stand silence? How it makes them uncomfortable, nervous? That's because silence forces them to face themselves. When you're quiet, it's like holding up a mirror to their soul, making them see all the ugliness they try to hide. And believe me, people hate looking at their own reflection when it's not flattering. They can't handle it. They'll try to fill that silence with anything. Excuses, lies, fake apologies. But you don't owe them anything. You let them sit in that silence. Let them squirm. Let them feel every second of it. And here's the kicker. They're killing themselves trying to figure out what you're thinking. They're replaying every word, every action, trying to make sense of it. They don't know if you're plotting revenge, if you're planning to expose them, or if you're just biding your time. It's eating them alive, and they don't even realize that you've already moved past it. You're not wasting your energy on them. They're not worth it. You're focused on you, on what comes next, and that's what's driving them insane. They say revenge is a dish best served cold, right? But what they don't tell you is that sometimes the best revenge is no revenge at all. Sometimes the best thing you can do is walk away and let them deal with the aftermath of their own actions. They'll destroy themselves. People like that, they're always their own worst enemy. All you have to do is step back and let them implode. And while they're falling apart, you're rising. You're getting stronger. You're turning their disrespect into fuel. Every insult, every slight, every time they thought they were better than you, that's just more power in your hands. But don't waste it on them. Use it for yourself. Build something bigger, something better. Make them regret ever crossing you without lifting a damn finger. But don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to let them off the hook. Oh no, they don't get off that easy. They've already paid the price. They just don't know it yet. Your silence is their punishment. Every time they see you living your life, thriving, without a care in the world, that's going to hurt more than anything you could have said or done in the heat of the moment. Think about it. They disrespected you. And they expect you to come crawling back, to beg for an explanation, to demand an apology. But what they're not ready for is the reality that you don't need them. That's what breaks them. That's what crushes their ego into dust. Because in their twisted little minds, they think they matter to you. But the truth is, they're nothing. They're irrelevant. And that, my friend, is what kills them. It's a funny thing, really. You don't have to do anything, but your silence will haunt them for the rest of their lives. They'll try to forget, try to move on, but every time they think they've escaped it, every time they think they've buried the memory deep enough, it'll come back like a ghost. A ghost that never stops whispering in their ear, "You messed up." And here's the best part. You're not even thinking about them anymore. You've moved on. You're out there living your life, chasing your goals, making moves. But them, they're stuck. Stuck in that moment. Stuck in their guilt, their shame. And that's the real beauty of it. You don't have to do a thing. Just sit back and let your silence do the talking. Because the truth is, they need your reaction. They need your validation. They need to know that they got under your skin. That they left a mark. But you don't need anything from them. And that makes you dangerous. That makes you untouchable. See, kid, life's full of people who will try to tear you down, who will disrespect you, betray you, make you feel like you're nothing. But here's the secret. They're projecting their own insecurities, their own weaknesses onto you. They're scared. Scared that you'll see right through them. Scared that you'll realize you're better than them. And that's why they try to drag you down to their level. But you're not playing that game. You're on a whole different level. You've got something they'll never have. Control. Control over your emotions. Control over your mind. Control over your life. And that terrifies them. Let them live in fear. Let them drown in their own self-doubt. You're above it all. And every time they see you, Every time they think about you, they'll be reminded of one simple truth. They never had any power over you. Not then, not now, not ever. Your silence, it's a reminder of that. A reminder that you're stronger than they'll ever be.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.